This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride!
Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoopee! Indeed, what a ride. And here we go again. Another week into May. And don't forget, Mother's Day. Ooh, yes, that's right, Greg. Hey, and you know, the Skunk Train has a special Remember Mother's Day train ride. And there will be culinary goodies and mimosas. Oh, that brings out the mother love. Hey, check out the Skunk schedule of their special events and their regular rides at www.skunktrain.com. www.skunktrain.com. I put a dot after that www, and I don't think it belonged there. So anyway, www.skunktrain.com. Hey, I'm riding Thursdays and Saturdays, that's me, train singer, on the North Spur Flyer out of Willits. And my son, Malachi, the singing conductor, he's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Oh, you can't miss on the Skunk Train. Whoa, Greg. So Greg. Yes, train. Hey, I hear you're going to be featuring more of your so forgettable original tunes again this week. Yes, you're right. And as a songwriter, I couldn't help myself, remember? It's just about every aspect of my life, I got a song. I mean, that's what happens when you are, where's that? Dancing in fantasy land, that's right. Doing everything we can, feel everything is right. And everyone we love is here tonight, dancing in fantasy land. Oh, yes, Gregory, well, you could save that for a little later. So I tell you what, you know those songs that are so forgotten that you say, they're actually pretty good songs, Greg. I got to say, I really like your material. Kind of like you too, Train. Glad you could say that for me. Ah, you're welcome. Hey, hello there, Mike. How are you today?
Doing good.
He's doing good. He's sitting there. He's our engineer.
Weather's nice.
Yeah, he's got us driven out of, we're not driven out. We've just left the Grange Central Station, and we're heading out around Little Lake Valley right now on the Bipolar Express. But anyway, I picked just a few train songs today, so we can hear your forgettable ones, Greg. But these train songs that I'm going to play right now, I don't play them that often, but I do enjoy doing them whenever they are requested. Now, here's one. Most of these songs I have played on the radio before, but they're such good songs. And as you know, I never play the same song the same way again, so I could probably do a better job on this. No, don't need that. I really don't. I'm letting the papers fall. Thank you, Mike. So anyway, you know, to pass the time, several passengers swapped tales of the fastest train they'd known. One man claimed he once rode a train that went so fast that the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. Another one went him one better and swore that on his fastest ride, the telephone poles looked just like fine-tooth comb. Well, finally, a little man in a bowler hat, he told his fastest train story. Now, we were rolling over the Kansas prairie so fast that alternating fields of corn and beans look like one big mess of succotash. Jeez! You really can't count on train humor to give you a good laugh, but there's something really down home about the humor and the songs. So I figured with this one, oh, by the way, the fastest train to date right now is France's Le Train à Grande Vitesse at a speed of 319 miles an hour. Boom! Well, I listen to that whistle and I lie awake and wait. I wish the railroad didn't run so near. The rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps a-making music in my ear. Go bomb again, go bomb again. Hear that whistle blow. That whistle blow, whoa, 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 whoa. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the rails are saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
Ah, yeah, that's me.
I wouldn't give a nickel for that bum I used to be. I work as hard as any man in town. I got a pretty gal that thinks the world of me. Man, to be a fool too little now. Go bum again, bum again. Ooh. Yeah, that whistle blow. That whistle blow, whoa, 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 whoa. Clickety clack, clickety clack. The wheels are saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. Now I lie awake and listen and I wonder if she's late. In my dreams I'm riding on that train. Oh, I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight. Thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. Oh, bum again. Go bum again. Ooh. Hear that whistle blow. That whistle blow. Whoa, 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 whoa. Clickety clack, clickety clack. The wheels are saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. 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 Was a Bob Nolan tune, you know, of the Sons of the Pioneers. Now here's a Hank Snow tune, and this one is out of the 60s. Now I've got a little bit of reading for this one too, and here's some information that I was amazed to find out. Well, not amazed, but anyway. Not long after the Civil War, Kansas cow towns like Abilene and Dodge City, Hayes and Wichita were bustling centers of activity as trains carried Texas Longhorn cattle to hungry markets in the East. Now, with a rough and ready population composed mainly of single men, saloons and bordellos sprang up everywhere. When railroad men visited the ladies of the night, they often hung a red lantern outside in the event they were needed to make up a train. The area of town lighted by these lanterns soon became known as the Red Light Districts. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, Here's a song kind of about maybe getting away from a woman. I gotta get away from that. Boom, I'll tell you. No, I gotta behave. Ramo Montana to Alabama, I travel for you, travel again. You trifling women can't keep a good man down. You doubt the cards, you done missed a play. Hitting the road, I'll be on my way and board that golden rocket and leave this town. Well, that's a good old engine running on time, honey, switching to another line. Don't you hang your signal out for me. Tired of running down the same old track, I'm a one-way ticket, and I won't be back. I'll board that golden rocket and leave this town. Some whistle blow, that's your cue, now you know. Got another true love waiting in Tennessee. The midnight special's clearing the rail. Honey, don't you try to follow my trail, cause the golden locket is blowing my blues away. Hear it thunder all through the night. Well, that golden rocket, you're doing me right. Samuel Southland sure is a part of man. Brakeman started to sing the song. Wear it now, but you won't be long. The golden rocket, you're rolling your blood away. Well, the porter yelling his southern drawl, rise and shine, good morning, you all. Sprang to the feet, meet my brand new day. I kiss my baby at the station door, and that was a blow like never before. On the golden rocket that's blowing my blood away. Hey, you are riding on the Bipolar Express with Train Singer on KLLG, LP 97.9 in Willits, California. Now another train tune that's fun for me is called Choo 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 Boogie. And I first heard this train tune from a band called, believe it or not, Asleep at the Wheel. Boogie, again, I got it. Well, I'm heading for the station with a pack on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of a hack. Whoa, I love to hear the rhythm of the clean-de-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, smoke from the stack. And pal around my Democratic Felix St. Mac. Take me right back to that track. Jack, whoa, choo-choo. Choo-choo the bugger, whoa. Ah, choo-choo. Choo-choo the bugger. Take me right back to that shack, Jack. You reach the destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. While you take a morning paper from the top of the stack, you read the situation from the front to the back. The only job is open, meet the man with a knack. Put it right back on a rag, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo the boogie, ooh, boogie boogie boogie, choo choo, choo choo the boogie. Put it right back on a rag, Jack. Whoa 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 whoa, choo boogie boogie, choo choo, choo choo the boogie, whoa whoa whoa. Yeah, choo-choo, woo-woo, choo-choo, woo-woo. Put it right back on a rack. I'm gonna settle down by the railroad track. A little like a rally in a beaten down shack. And when I hear that whistle, I'll peep through the tracks. I watch a trainer running with his ball on the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Woo! Take me right back to that shack, jack. Whoa, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo. I'll bug at you. Boogie, woogie, 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 choo choo, choo choo, choo choo, choo choo. Take me right back to the shack, Jack! Now you can see why that's a fun song. You know, and I also like to, throw a little bit of humor in here every now and then. My taste, of course, is always in question, but what the heck? Where are you? Let's hear a joke. You got a joke in your book there, Gregory?
Yes, I do, but I don't know where it is. It's supposed to be on 61. Oh, that's 51.
Here we go. Now, this is about a funny little story that isn't funny at all. I'm losing my stuff. That's okay. While some early preachers feared the railroad was the devil's road, others claimed railroads actually made people more religious. After all, many a nervous passenger said their prayers when trains reached the unheard speed of 25 miles an hour. Oh, gosh. Terrifying. Well, I suppose that there were probably a good reason to be freaked out on that. But anyway, let's look at this one. Here's a funny one. I had a bunch of other stupid things, but I don't want to look through my book. Greg, why did you call them stupid? You chose them. I know. You did, Greg. Not me, Train. So I'm going to do my song. Well, please do. I went upon a journey about a year ago. A little town named Morrow in the state of Ohio. I've never been much of a traveler. I really didn't know. Morrow was the hardest place I'd ever tried to go. So I went down to the station for my ticket and applied for tics regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guiled. Says I, my friend, I'd like to go tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Says he to me, now, let me see, have I heard you right? You'd like to go tomorrow and return tomorrow night. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today. For the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. Should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see? Could have gone tomorrow and been back today at 3. For the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right. Today it goes tomorrow and returns tomorrow night. Says I, my friend, it seems to me you're talking through your hat. There is a town named Morrow on the line, now tell me that. There is, says he, but take from me a quiet little tip. The train from here tomorrow is a 14-hour trip. The train from here tomorrow leaves today at 8:35. 10:30 tomorrow is the time it should arrive. So if from here tomorrow is a 14-hour jump, how can you get tomorrow and get back today, you chump? Oh, says I, I'd like to go tomorrow, and can I go today and get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay? Says he to me, oh well, there's nothing more to say. You can't get anywhere tomorrow and get back again today. Oh. I was so disappointed, I was mad enough to swear. Train had gone tomorrow and left me standing there. The man was right in telling me that I was a howling jay. I cannot go tomorrow, so I guess in town I'll stay. Oh, that poor guy. But, well, they don't really write songs like that anymore. I wonder why. Great. Okay, great. Now, let's get down to business here. Robbery. Let's have a robbery song here. Now, let's read a little bit about robberies. Now, bum luck for Sam Bass. On the morning of April 10th, 1878, the railroad messenger had a strange premonition that his train might be robbed, so he hid $30,000 in currency in the old pot-bellied stove in his car. His foreboding soon came true, for later that day, Sam Bass and his gang of 15 outlaws attempted to rob the train. The unsuspecting robbers made off with the total sum of $152. Too bad, Sam. Too bad, boy. Now, the power of a free pass. You know, though, Frank and Jesse James robbed at least 7 trains between 1866 and 1882. They never held up the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad, which ran right through their hometown of Kearney, Missouri. And why not? As a preventative measure, railroad officials gave their mother a free pass to ride the trains. You wouldn't want to be riding the train when mommy is on it. Oh, no! Well, anyway. So, that is my little lead up to a song that, oh, gee, I already had it in there. Sometimes I'm so together, I fall apart. Does that make sense, Mike?
It does.
Oh! Ooh.
I've
been there, done there. Somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, I swear. Heinlein. Oh, they made clean off with 16 G's, left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed Glendale Rhine, made off with the gold. Charlie Jones was an engineer, 20 years on the line. Kissed his wife at the station gate this morning, about 9. Everything was fine till about 9:30, when Charlie looked up and saw men with guns, men on horses, no sign of the law. Oh, somebody robbed that Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed Glendale train, I swear, I ain't lying. Well, they made clean on with 16 G, left two men lying cold. Oh, well, somebody robbed Glendale train, and they made harm with a Amos White, he was the baggage man. Oh, he sorely loved his job. The company rewarded him with a golden watch fob. You know, Amos White was just a marking time when the door blew off his car. They found Amos White in 15 pieces and 15 miles apart. Woo! Somebody robbed Glendale Train, well, I ain't lying. Somebody robbed that Glendale Train, woo, I swear, no, I ain't lying, woo. May clean off 16 G's, left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed Glendale Train, woo, made up with the gold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and made a hole with a gold. Yeah, that could have been the Jesse James gang. You know, I know they robbed that Glendale train on a Saturday night. Remember that? With the agents on his knees. He delivered up the keys to those outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. Yeah. Well, I happen to know that Mike, what is your handle again? Tell me again. On Black Bart.
Oh, Dark Lefty.
You know, Dark Lefty, when Mike isn't an engineer on the Bipolar Express, and he's an outlaw. Lefty. Dark Lefty?
Doc
Lefty, yeah. Yeah, he'll fix you out. You got a bad wound, he takes care of it just like that. Bullet right between the eyes. Way to go, Doc. He didn't have the money to bury himself anyway. Oh, gosh. Anyway, Greg. Hey, I'll be sharing train songs with Greg Schindel at the Brick House, by the way, on June the 10th. That's right. From 12 to 3. And I'll be playing off and on for friends and whoever happens to come in. You mark your calendar. That's June the 10th. Come to the Brick House and play with me. I know, that's terrible. But anyway, that's Sunday. And don't forget, Twining Time is there on June the 5th. And I believe that Kyle Madrigal is still appearing on Fridays, 12 to 3. So go Brick House, by the way. And I know that's a long time to hang out for 3 hours. Just come in for 20 minutes. I like to play, you know. It's long enough. That's long enough for me to be there. But I love me, so I rarely get tired of that. Hey, Greg, talking about yourself again? Yes, I am, Train. Hey, did you hear about the... Greg, by the way. Yes, Train. It's your turn now. Oh, thanks, Train. Okay. Did you hear about the butcher who backed into his meat grinder? He got a little behind in his work. If you could just see Mike's face on it. Hey, how do mermaids call each other? On shell phones. Hey, you know, they also sleep in their seabeds and smoke seaweed. Hey, I like some of that salty blue dream. Hey, mermy, nice tail. Woo! Okay. Enough of that. But I'm basically just setting the stage for my most forgettable songs. Okay, Greggy. Anyway, if I told you that these were great, you'd go, right, sure, Greg, yeah, you say so. So, at least I'm not getting into arguments over this. All right. That is the key of C, if anybody wants to play along. Is anybody out there? I am. Yes. Ah, there is nothing to say. Ah. We just want to sing and play. Ba da dee da da doo da da dee da dee. Ba da da dee doo doo. I'm so glad to be with you. And what is it we wanna do? I know. We all think that there's something to say, when all we really want to do is sing and play, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to be with you. And what is it we want to do? We all think that there's something to say, when all we really wanna do is sing, play, and I'm so glad to be with you. What is it we wanna do? Ba-da-da. Years ago, I met this young, very pretty girl whose eyes always preceded, they smiled, her smiling eyes always preceded the corners of her mouth, lifting into a smile. So it was so noticeable that I had to write a song about it. And her name happened to have been, probably still is if she's still alive, her name was Lynette. So this is called Lynette's Song. Oh, your eyes smile about an instant before the corners of your mouth do. La-da-da, la-da-da, la-da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da, la-da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da, la-da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da. Such a love thing, oh. Come on over, love me for a while. La da la da la da. La da la 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 la. La da la da la da. La da. Yes, your eyes smile about an instant before the corners of your mouth do. La da la da la da. La da la da la da. La da la 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 la. La da. Ooh, a love thing. Ooh, come on over. Love me for a while. La da 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 da. La da la 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 la. You know, I love to sing la 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 and ha 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 ho, you know, no words, just singing. But I was asked once to write a song for a woman named Lori Ann for her wedding. And her father asked me to do this. And we were living in Redway at the time. And, you know, being a country man, he paid me for the song with two uncured raccoon hides. Woo, kid. I'm not sure if I ever did follow through on those. But anyway, I've replaced the name Lori Ann with Take Her Hand. So this little wedding tune is kind of universal. Smiling faces, loves to walk in quiet places. Before us now in wedding laces, take her hand. In the forest, strength and beauty. In her life, the time to be free. Sharing, caring, bearing with her man. Love will bring the good times. Love has brought them light. To guide them through the darkness, together all their lives. Old Greggy boy. Love will bring the good times. Love has brought them light. guide them through the darkness, together all their lives. In the forest, strength and beauty, inner life, the time to be free, sharing, caring, bearing with her man. Loves to greet the smiling faces, loves to walk in quiet places, the forest now in wedding laces. Take her hand. Yeah, that was a beautiful wedding too. But speaking of taking one's hand, or even touching someone's arm, it can be very unnerving to some folks.
Are you touching me? Are you touching me?
But I like touching and hugging. So here's a song about that. Can I touch your arm? No wish to alarm the world. Can I touch your hair? Oh, honestly stare at you. You know I care for you. Care for you. I don't walk away. I think about you all day. And I can't even say I hear the band play. Don't walk away. I think about you all day, and I can't even say I hear the band play. Can I touch your arm? No wish to alarm the world. Can I touch your hair? Honestly stare at you. You know I care for you. You know I do. Can I touch your ear on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willett? Hey, you know, why don't you check out your hometown radio? It's yours, all yours at www.kllg.org. It's org, not com org. So, you know, my wife and I recently participated in a spirited maypole dance and ritual at the Lucky Monkeys Ranch. Ooh, and you can see that maypole standing there when the train goes by, too. But that made me think of a poem by the poet Robert Frost. And I'm sure many of you have heard of this guy. Now, there's a little prologue I'd like to let you in on. At Woodward's Garden, it takes us to the zoo. Now, had the Greek Aesop or the French La Fontaine told it, it might have been entitled The Boy, the Monkeys, and the Burning Glass. But the fable is no less a fable because it has the American accents of the 20th century, and its, quote, moral is as significant as any ancient sermon. It's knowing what to do with things that counts. A boy, presuming on his intellect, once showed two little monkeys in a cage a burning glass they could not understand and never could be made to understand. Words are no good. To say it was a lens for gathering solar rays would not have helped. But let him show them how the weapon worked. He made the sun a pinpoint on the nose of the first one, then the other, till it brought a look of puzzled dimness to their eyes that blinking could not seem to blink away. They stood, arms laced together at the bars, and exchanged troubled glances over life. One put a thoughtful ham up to his nose as if reminded, or as if perhaps within a million years of an idea. He got his purple little knuckles stung. The already known had once more been confirmed by psychological experiment, and that were all the finding to announce had the boy not presumed too close and long. There was a sudden flash of arm, a snatch, and the glass was the monkey's, not the boy's. Precipitately, they retired back cage and instituted an investigation on their part. Though without the needed insight, they bit the glass, listened for the flavor. They broke the handle and the binding of it. Then, none the wiser, frankly, gave it up. And having hid it in their bedding straw against the day of prisoner's ennui, came dryly forward to the bars again to answer for themselves. Who said it mattered what monkeys did or didn't understand? They might not understand a burning glass. They might not understand the sun itself. It's knowing what to do with things that counts. Robert Frost. Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. See no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil too. Hey, I'm a monkey and you're a monkey. Which monkey are you? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monkeys around. 16, 70 and 80, 90, 100 monkeys sound. Is the 100 monkey sound? 100 monkeys. Da 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 da. Woo woo woo. 100 monkeys. Well, I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The big bad boom by the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey, he got drunk, sat on the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed, he went to his knees, and that was the end of the monk. The monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monkey on the elephant's da 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 da. And the monkey! Come on, welcome to the circus. Welcome to the show. Come on, watch us monkeys. We're just marching in Rome. Welcome to the big top. Come inside, let a grinning ringmaster take you for a ride, take you for a ride, take you for a ride. Zoom, 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 100 monkey, 100 monkey sound. Come on, let's go take a pleasure ride. You know, it's not so hard to do. Cruise out on the open road, feels just like the zoo. Monkey wrench, monkey traps, even monkey bars. There's a monkey face in outer space. The monkeys are driving cars. Monkeys are driving them. Monkeys driving. Beep, 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 under buckle. Boom, bam, bam, boom, bam. Boom, bam, boom, boom, bang. Boom, bam, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom. Boom, boom, wow, wow. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom. Now the monkey chased the weasel, thinks it's all in fun. Put your money in his cup when the organ grinder's done. Organ grinder, organ grinder. Come on. Monkeys in the jungle, monkeys in Bombay. Monkey pox, Ebola virus, and blows all away. When we reach that 100 monkey, what will those monkeys do? Act like you and me, cause we're just monkeys too. Are we? We're just monkeys. Woo! 100 monkey, 100 monkeys sound. See no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil too. I'm a monkey and you're a monkey, which monkey are you? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monkeys around. 16, 17, 80, 90, 100 monkeys sound. It's the 100 monkey sound. 100 monkey. Well, there's a monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monkey on the elephant's trunk. There's a monk on trunk. Monk on trunk. I don't know where that came from, but I do hope that the 100th monkey that's for peace and love, I hope there's so many of them that all of a sudden everybody's mind says peace and love. Well, since we're dealing with animals and living creatures here, here's a couple of songs about owls and mosquitoes. When the bird catches a bug on the bark of a tree, and a shadow of a hawk floats by your knee, will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. When the owl's flying by your side, sitting on the line when you go by, will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden. Steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter of the rain again, and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again, and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. Ooh, is that a spooky song? Blood-sucking mosquito, blood-sucking mosquito, bite me anywhere, she doesn't really care, she just wants to live. Blood-sucking mosquito, blood-sucking mosquito, anywhere is warm, that is where she'll swarm. That's just how she is. She gets her wings, and then she flies, and then she stings, and then she dies. wings. And then she flies. And then she stings. And then she dies. Blood-sucking mosquito. Blood-sucking mosquito. Blood is what she needs. Won't stop until she feeds. So her life can go on. Please don't love me. Please don't love me. Please don't love me. I know, Greg, but I did it on the radio. They'll know. Well, you know, there was a bunch of mosquitoes. A bunch of mosquitoes at Norsburg, and I had to fend them off while I was singing. And I was like, oh, wow. So definitely, they're out there, and they're blood-sucking monsters. So, but imagine if you lived in Alaska. I hear the mosquitoes are so big then there that they refer to it as the state bird. So you can have that one. But let's go take a ride on the Bipolar Express on KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits. Yes, it is. Hey. You know, like I say, I was writing songs just about every darn thing that I could think of. And so here's one about going across the United States. I'm going to take this thing off. This is a necklace. I have this necklace on that's so heavy. But and whenever I want to, I just blow on it and it sounds like a harmonica. Ships gliding in the sky. Hey, look, the trains are rolling in the night along the highways, moving right along to get where we belong. All the way. Yeah. Let's go take a ride. 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 Bum ba doo 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 bee woo. Zum ba doo 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 doo. California, East Sudan, or Pass. Cross the western deserts to Salt Lake. Indian country, fields of wheat and corn. To the Great Lakes we are born. All the way. Let's go take a ride, 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 let's go take a ride. Bum ba doo 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 doo. Miles of country passes by. Up ahead we all begin to see mountains and forests till we reach the coast of Maine. Then we turn to go again. All the way. Come on, let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Come on, let's go take a ride. 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 Come on, let's go take a ride. 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 Woo! Woo! Ba doo 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 doo. Ra di da 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 di da di da da. Oh yeah. On the way! Flashing signals see us as we go. Hear the wheels are rolling in the night. make way for truckers rolling down the hills. See how the highway feels all the way. Come on, let's go take a ride. 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 Come on, let's go take a ride. 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 Take a ride. Take a ride. Take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Yeah. Hey, are you riding in your car right now? Oh, 2 minutes. Good. Hey, guess what? You lucky folks. I've got some unforgettable tunes for next week, too. Look at this. Oh, look. Well, it's not that much, but that's okay. We got 2 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, now. I'll do my best. Here's one I want to play for you. Dang me, Greg. I love to hit the boom. The years, the years, the years, the years, they fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. And the years of tears and fears and cheers that follow us all the way. Who can tell if they will lead to a better way? Little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Ah, the love, the love, the love, the love you've taken to your heart. Kind of love you knew was true from the very start. Oh, a love for years and years and years that time won't wash away. Who can tell if it will lead to a better way? Ah, the years, the years, the years, the years, they fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. Oh, 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 oh. And the years of tears, fears and cheers that follow us all the way. Who can tell if they will lead to a better way? Oh, little by little, an hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Oh, little by little, hour a day. Gone with the years that have vanished away. Oh, yes. Where are we? We are riding on the Bipolar Express. I said Bipolar Express. On KLLG 97.9. I said the KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. Remember, June 10th, the Brick House, Greg Schindel. See you next week. Woo!